Hello, Ducks fans. Welcome to another episode of the Quack Report, where the color of our walls matches the color of our emotions. Because we suck. Nate, how's it going today?
Yeah, we probably shouldn't leave that much dead air if people are just listening to the podcast today. They're going to be like, what the fuck happened to my phone? I'm doing all right. How about you, bud?
Honestly, I thought you froze, but I wasn't totally sure because you were just sitting like super still.
I was just that dead inside. That's all it is. No, I'm kidding. We'll get into it, but before getting into it, I'm not disappointed in this game, honestly.
No. So that was just a joke because I was looking at our walls when we were briefly chatting before we got in here, and they are a very depressing color.
Yeah, you're back home right now. In your old room that's now been repainted.
Yeah. They got sick of looking at the bright orange and navy blue. So
it's
just a nice normal gray.
There you go. And I'm not going to lie, I'm in my bedroom right now. So I've set up like a makeshift desk here because my desk is out of commission at the moment, getting a new one. And I sold the last one after we did our last show. Mm-hmm. So I didn't exactly have a place to do it. And the only other place would have been like the kitchen table. But, I want to leave the space to my girlfriend and stuff like that to still watch TV and whatever. So dude, I'm doing it in the bedroom.
it's 11 o'clock where we are. Does she not want to go to bed?
No, not yet.
Like, on a Wednesday too.
No, she's
not even an exciting day.
She's just watching Gilmore Girls for like the umpteenth time. So
okay, well,
yeah,
yeah. No, as long as she's just doing her thing. So
yeah, so
yeah, yeah. Also, just want to say off the top, I'm very sorry if I am very quiet this episode. I'll try and like lean into the mic. I know, like sometimes I just like chill back here. Like, yeah, whatever.
This will be a relatively chill episode for the most part. I can't say for the whole thing, but
we tend to get excited. But I need to try not to get excited because my parents are sleeping, and they also just got a puppy, which is adorable and awesome.
You, cute.
But the puppy is also sleeping, and if I wake the puppy up, it's going to scream.
I was going to say, can you not get the puppy? We need a puppy reveal. Come on, man.
No, I have pictures.
You have pictures?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
We can save those for, yeah.
We'll save those for what's quacking. Yeah, I'm just going to pull them up so that I don't take forever. So,
sounds good.
we'll do that for what's quacking because, there's like the cat tax and the dog tax, really just a pet tax. You know, when you bring up a pet on the internet, you have to be able to show pictures. So, mm-hmm. So yeah. But anyways, to, tie into the joke I made off the top, with us being depressed, or feeling gray, I guess is how I put it. The Ducks drop in their, game to the Avalanche here, 2-0, but like you said, very solid game, very little to be upset about.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to talk about that. We got like a lot of shit to talk about. I was like, oh, we're just going to have the game.
And of course,
I can go to bed at midnight. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, I was going to say, of course, it's an episode that we're starting at like just after 11 o'clock local time for us. Like,
yeah, exactly. Feel bad for if anybody is listening on to this live on the East Coast, like, you better not work tomorrow.
Hope so.
It's going to be late. It's already like 1 a.m.
But if you are listening to us live though, and you're on like the East Coast or even like an hour ahead of us, like Central Time, thank you very much for that. We're happy to be part of your time. So
yeah, absolutely. We got some rescheduled games to talk about. The All-Star game, we're going to get into that again, which that's the topic we got to be careful about.
I think our last episode title was a little preemptive.
Yeah.
Prophesize? I don't know.
Yes, that's the one. Prophesize. I was going to say speak it into existence, but there was another word because we didn't actually really speak the title. But I also have a question because I'm just scrolling through the outline because I didn't really look at it beforehand. Are we talking about Drake again on this episode, or is this
I didn't change that yet.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
I do have things lined up though for what's quacking for us, so but it's, okay. It's not about Drake again, don't worry. There's not another person that's trying to
is it anything sex related, because we can't have three sex related what's quackins in a row.
It's no.
Okay.
No, not sex related necessarily.
Allie, chiming in here in the comments, help us out with our awful manifest.
There you go.
Trying to manifest. That's what we were trying to say. Yes.
A prophesized Jesus.
we think we're like Nostradamus or something. No way. Yes, thank you, Allie. Oh, we were trying to manifest Troy Terry as an all-star.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I feel like
this is why it's more fun when we this is why it's more fun when we have people watching us live, because they can chime in like that and just prove how much of idiots we are.
Make us feel dumb. Yeah.
We say that in the best way possible, by the way. We're not taking any offense to it, obviously. No. We just know we're idiots, so.
Yeah.
It's good to be humbled every once in a while, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, shall we get into the game here, or is there any other random shit that's popped into your head over the last?
Yeah, let's get into the game. Days. Speaking of humbling, I think it kind of goes both ways almost.
It's true. Yeah. So yeah, let's get into it. So yeah, 2-0. That's definitely not what I thought was going to happen. I think I said like 5-1 or 5-2 as a score prediction last time. I thought it was going to be bad, especially missing Fowler and Gibson being a question mark. But
yeah, even Griffin from the Tell It As It Is podcast, because they were hosting the live stream, I hopped on there for a couple of minutes actually just to say hi and stuff. Oh, nice. And even he had predicted like a 4-2 win for Colorado and stuff like that. And I didn't even give a score prediction, right? I was just like, this could really go either way. So just luckily it went a better way, but...
Yeah, exactly. Was that like kind of near the beginning of the game, or was that like
partway? No, that was, I think, the start of the third period, or just before that intermission ended. So
gotcha. Yeah,
because I hopped on just for a little bit. Yeah,
yeah. The Avs definitely picked it up in the second half of the game. There, obviously, that's when they scored their goal, like right at the end of the second, and then the third period was a lot more what I expected from the whole game. Hello, Marcus. Nice to see you here.
Hey.
Saying hey in the comments. What was I saying? I got distracted by Marcus. I was like, oh, Marcus, I haven't seen this guy in a while. Yes, Marcus, this is live.
Wednesdays are live. Yeah, live. Sundays are pre-recorded.
Yeah. Well, Monday. Yeah.
Or Monday episodes. Mondays, yeah.
They'd see it. Yeah. Yeah. But we record on Sundays. Exactly. So, which we do, for those of you who don't know, the ones we record on Sundays, we do the video at 7 o'clock Pacific time on Mondays. So after the episode comes out normally, of course, but we don't want to, premiere the video at like 9 a.m. when most people are working on Mondays. So we do it in the evening, and you can check out, obviously, if you comment anything, it's not going to get brought up because it's not live, but you can, interact with the other people that are in the chat room and stuff like that.
I'd actually pulled it up the other night and was just kind of had it on in the background as I was doing homework, and I was commenting to a couple people. So somebody had brought up
that's good.
Like the Moon Knight trailer that had come out, and I was just that thing was fucking awesome. So
yeah, I didn't even know that it dropped. I saw it today on YouTube, and I was like, oh shit, that's one that I will watch because I'm like interested because I know nothing about it and I want to know
a little bit. I'm not like a crazy Moon Knight fan, being like I enjoy the character. I just am not like a deep dive on it kind of thing. But that was a show definitely that when it was announced, I was excited for it. So the trailer is definitely living up to my hype. I mean, it's a trailer, but Disney or like Marvel hasn't gone wrong with a TV series yet so far. So.
Yeah, no, they've all been
pretty confident.
Yeah. Also, just to answer your question here, Marcus, that you missed last episode. Yes, we did talk about your mock trade. To sum it up in a nutshell, it works for us as Ducks fans, but we don't think Arizona would take it. But I think I made a clip of that for YouTube on, I can't remember when I put it up, but you can
go check it out.
Just that clip. Maybe I didn't. Actually, I might have lied. Either way, the whole video is up there, so you can find it. But also, I saw Marcus commented on our on one of the videos. Oh yeah, it was the full episode video, and he was like, summary of the episode: Carter sucks at drinking tea, Nate is an asshole, or Nate is a troll is how he put it, I think. And I was like, what? That's like every episode.
Yeah, pretty
Carter,
much.
Carter sucks, Nate's a troll. That's it. There's a couple other things on there too. I meant to send it to you and I totally forgot.
Oh man.
But anyways, we got off on a tangent there. We got from the game to Moon Knight to back to Marcus. And then now we're back to the game.
Back to the game. Yep.
To the team.
I just want to start this off by, again, it's the Avalanche. It's either And especially with the, you know, the roster depletion that we're on right now. Two nothing. That's actually a pretty good game, honestly, especially for a depleted roster taking on the fucking Colorado Avalanche.
It's, exactly. It's 1-0. Let's be honest. It was a 1-0 game. So
that's also the first time that the Avalanche have been held to less than 4 goals in their last, like, for 9 games previously.
Oh, for 9 games. They're going to say in the whole series, in the whole season. I was like, Jesus.
No, the last time they're like their last 9 games. So like they're the last time they didn't score like 3 or more was January 16th here. Or no, wait, sorry. December 16th. Which was a 5-2 loss to Nashville. So after that they've had 4 goals, 4 goals, 7 goals, 5 goals, 4 goals, 4 goals in a loss. 4 goals, 5 goals, 4 goals, and then 2 tonight. That's it.
Wow,
so,
that's impressive. They said on the
TNT. It's a win for us, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they said on the TNT broadcast earlier. It was like right in the middle of the game, and it was just kind of like a random comment that like the color commentator put in. But he said that the Avalanche haven't been outshot in any game this season until.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but we did it. We outshot them tonight. What was the final shots? Like
us,
30
of all teams.
Yeah, 34-26 or something like that.
I'm just pulling it up here again. 34-28 for the Ducks.
34-28. Yeah, that's.
We I also mean, beat
it's,
them
it's not the, by a lot, but like still, it's.
Yeah,
it's
we also beat them at the faceoff dot 53.8 to 46.2. I mean, I know in the end, right? It's about the actual like scoreboard win, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah. there is still a lot of positives to take out of this game.
We outplayed them, in my opinion, for like 38 minutes.
They only had 2 chances, but we shut down their power play.
Yeah.
Like, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I'm upset that we didn't capitalize on our power plays at all because they were, I think, going into this like 29th penalty kill in the league. So, and our power play is 5th, so... But yeah, like you said, like it's great that we shut down their power play, but unfortunately, not there. Or unfortunately, our power play couldn't do anything in return. Otherwise, I think that's a game we win. So
yeah, we were also really throwing our body into this game as well. 15 hits and 16 blocks, which doubled the Avalanche's blocks.
Yeah, we always play the Avalanche super super physically.
And why can't we do that for every team?
Yeah, please. Well, that's a different
Dallas,
story,
but, buddy. Yeah. We know you listen. Please, buddy.
I think you have to though, with like how much like talent they have up front. Like you just have to be that close and just like wear them down. Otherwise, like because if you give them any space, then they're gonna make you pay. Honestly, but the thing is, they're also a pretty physical team. Like outside of Taves and Makar on their top defensive pairing, like their back end is just all like big bodies.
Yeah.
So
their back end is a fucking dump truck.
Yeah. And like honestly, I don't even think they have I wouldn't say they have any snipers. I think their entire forward is just power forwards. Like Nathan MacKinnon's power.
MacKinnon would probably be the closest thing to a sniper.
Yeah, but he's not like a 6'5", 278,000 pound.
He's sniper. Something ridiculous, like, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like Rantanen and Landeskog are comparably smaller, but like they still play a physical game. So, so yeah, but I like it. Like they said too, like Laurier and McDermott, that was their 5th fight, like against
in their
each
career.
Other.
Yeah.
Or like, in their careers against each other. Like
those two hate each other. And Nick DeLaurier hates the Colorado Avalanche, and I fucking love it.
Yeah, exactly. But like it's just so physical. Like that scrum, like near the end with, Rantanen and DeLaurier being taken off. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Ali just playing physical. Yeah, I mean talking about that fight. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that was a good bout too. That was good. Yeah. I haven't seen a fight like that honestly in a while. Not even like not just from since Nick DeLaurier, but just for a while.
Dude,
I haven't
since seen like the 80s like maybe. I don't know.
It's been 84 years.
They were just throwing haymakers at each other, and like the like, linesman kind of walked in. He was like, "You guys good?" And they were like, "Nope, you wait your fucking turn."
Are you guys good? No.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was awesome. I was kind of worried about Delorier because he had looked like he was checking out his hand quite a bit in the box, and then
he had the ice bag on it.
He had the ice pack. I mean, so did McDermott, but obviously continued the rest of the game and was still physical. But I mean, when you're punching the back of the guy's head slash his helmet for, what they say, the fight was like a minute and 5 seconds. Like, obviously your hand's going to be sore. So
Did you see, it's not necessarily Anaheim related, but just talking about, you know, the fights and stuff like that. Lucic's hands the other night after the Calgary-Ottawa game.
I heard about it, but I didn't check it out,
I'll just send you this picture after, but yeah, his hands are all, like, cracked open and, like, bloody and stuff like that. Because it was him and, was it Sabourin, I think? Those two just went at it, and I think Sabourin got, like, one or two good looks in, and then Lucic just taken over pretty much, like just like a man possessed kind of thing. But yeah, you know, the guys that fight in this league, especially, and I mean even down to the juniors, right, or you know, the AHL or something like that, like they do take a physical toll on themselves in those fights, absolutely. So not just taking the punches, but giving them too. So definite props to those guys. So
Yeah, for sure. I just noticed Ali's comment here from couple comments back. TNT broadcasters are not my favorite. What did you think of them?
I like them personally, especially Brendan Burke there. I'm more familiar with Brendan Burke, actually, more from he does the Premier Lacrosse League broadcasts. Mm-hmm. So I'd even tweeted at one of our buddies, Chris at CJK Chell, because he's a big lacrosse guy too. I was like, I'm getting like PLL vibes here off of this game just with Brendan Burke commentating it. So I personally love his play-by-play. Yeah, I don't know. I thought the rest of it was fine, at least. But
I mean, they're definitely no Anaheim broadcasters. I'm blanking on their names right now. I'll say one.
Yeah, second. it wasn't a Bali thing, right? It was on TNT as a national broadcast tonight. So
exactly. John, who's the other one? John and Brian.
Yeah,
that's their names. Yeah. I had to look it up. I cheated. So yeah, no, I definitely prefer them. Like, I don't know, TNT to me, it's like, I don't really care. I tried to listen to their intermission report in the second intermission, and I just like ended up muting it. I was like, this is just like,
okay. The few TNT things that I've watched, it hasn't been horrible. Like, I've been okay with it so far. I mean, obviously don't watch a whole lot of TNT, being that we're up in Canada. You know, it's for us, it's Sportsnet, or we're streaming with the Bali guys, right? So for the most part, but the bits I have seen of the TNT stuff is I've enjoyed it so far. But
okay. Yeah, no, I'm
with Ali. It's all personal preference, though. I totally get it. Yeah.
It's not that I hated it. I was like, where I was like, oh my God, can we like get an option to turn these guys off or anything? It just
wasn't. And as much as all these guys have experience, right, it is the first year of this deal too, right? So eventually pairings will like really kind of have their flavor and stuff like that, right? So become good duos that everybody loves to listen to. So
who's the guys that are, I always see them on, like in clips on like r/hockey. I think it's the guys in Buffalo that they always just like rip on each other, and it's like,
oh yeah,
it's like kind of cringy. And I hear that, I'm like, oh my God, like do they actually hate each other? But apparently it's like all in good fun, and like they're actually like really good friends, but they just like rip into each other on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Like,
I still swear though that the worst broadcast is out of Boston.
Oh yeah,
no. So yeah, I can't remember his name, and that's okay right now.
Yeah.
But that's still the worst broadcast. So,
I think I
like how are we kind of done with this game? It was a good game. It sucks that we lost, but okay, sounds good.
Before we really go into the broadcasting thing, John Gibson, we kind of just glazed over him. Like, this was his first game back since being placed in COVID protocol. He had a solid game.
And I was actually pleasantly surprised about that, because normally it's, I know obviously COVID protocol is not, you know, an injury or anything like that, but when he's had a couple days off due to, you know, not just taking a break kind of thing, right, is when he kind of has a rough game to start, and then he's back on track. But he was just on it this game, like right from the get-go, and it was fantastic. This is the John Gibson we know and love 100% was in this game tonight. So
exactly,
and gave the Ducks a chance, right? So
yeah,
and that's, and that wasn't for that one. He and that wasn't for a lack of trying either on the offensive side as well, right? Like again, the outshot the Colorado Avalanche, even if not all of them are high danger chances, right? It's it's good to get a puck in on, you know, their backup, right? Francois was playing tonight, so not to say that he's not a good goaltender or anything like that. He obviously is, but
He shut us up twice.
You never know what can happen, right? So
exactly. So I don't know. Like it was a really good. Solid goalie battle, I thought, and like we had really good chances on Francois as well, but I think it unfortunately it just came down to puck luck in this one, so kind of sucks, but Gibson deserved better. I have him on my one fantasy team and I would have liked the win, but can't be mad about one goal against either, so okay, back to broadcasters. What did you want to say about that?
Another person, okay, this is a total personal thing. I know I'm not the only one who thinks this, though, especially up in southern Alberta.
I know exactly.
The only other broadcaster I'm not crazy on, she was a great hockey player, and I love her during the intermissions, honestly, but Cassie Campbell-Pascal. I'm just not a fan of her as the color commentator on games. That's just a personal thing. She kind of goes off on, like we have story time, but she's doing it in the middle of a game and stuff like that, and like constantly has the play-by-play cut her off because, you know, the game's going on and stuff like that. But
reminds me a lot of Pierre Maguire on NBC when he's just talking and then some of the comments he says,
that guy is gone.
Can you shut the fuck
up? He would have been the top of the list if not for working in Ottawa's front office now. But that's a guy I'm so glad is off TV, as well as Mike Milbury. Both those guys.
Oh, he's another one too.
There's like, you know, dinosaurs where they just feel a little out of touch. And there's those guys that were just, it just was bad every time they were on TV. It was just bad. So,
And there's some like iconic calls too by like guys like Doc Emmerich.
Ruined by Pierre Maguire.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, look at the energy. And then like Doc just like is quiet and he just like lets the moment be. And you're like, oh, this is perfect. And then Pierre Maguire chimes in and he says something fucking stupid. I'm like,
was it? I think it was 2018 or 17, maybe. But you had Crosby and Ovechkin going at each other from the benches. And Pierre's in the middle of it. Like the microphone's there. You would be able to listen to this thing where, you know, it's two guys that are very passionate about the game and that and aren't normally at each other like this.
Yeah.
And he's just talking over it. That's the one time where you're just like, dude, like that's where you gotta like, you gotta be like Doc in that situation, or even, you know, like the director in the NBC like trailer at that point being, Pierre, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, dude,
like, you're talking over history right now.
if I was Doc, I would be like, there are two legends on either side of you that are talking and people want to hear them, not whatever the fuck you have to say.
Yeah, and Doc's like, and this legend is telling you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You have three legends.
Go shove another right corn dog so far down your throat that you can't speak, please.
That image gives me chills. Every time talk about Pierre Maguire, that image just pops into my mind.
Oh, you're welcome. Should have named this episode. If I'd known this, I would have named the episode Why We Hate Pierre Maguire.
Yeah, I think that's about that almost as long as we've talked about the game. So
that's clickbaity.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The other note I had here was I like Kadri as a hockey player. He's one of those guys where I'm like, you can't deny the skill. I would love to have him on my team. But every time like a team anytime any of the other 31 NHL teams are playing against the Colorado Avalanche, I'm like, oh my God, Kadri, can you get the fuck out of here? Even if it's like Calgary against the Avalanche, I'm like, okay, Kadri, can you just like leave these guys alone for like a second?
Yeah.
At the end of the game,
I feel that
when he thinks that he can make Getzlaff, you know, he's only played like 1,100 games, almost 1,100 games in his career.
No, it was like, points. I think it was like 13 something now.
Whatever. Yeah.
Sorry. That might have been points. No.
No, no, because he just hit 1,000 points this
season. Yeah.
Oh, no.
What were they talking about? They were talking about it earlier, though. But yeah, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Continue. Either way. legend in the, in this league, in the game, Ryan Getzlaff. And you think that you can make the ref in the last 2 minutes of the game call a high sticking penalty on Angel, Saint, LA, Los Angeles Angel, Ryan Getzlaff, just by grabbing his stick? Well, first of all, what has to go through your head to grab somebody else's stick and be like, this, I'm going to make him hit me in the face, and then hit yourself in the face and be like, oh God, I don't understand that. It was hilarious to watch, especially because there was no penalty on the play. Like, he just basically willingly, like, just hit himself in the face with Getzlaff's stick. Like, if I was Getzlaff, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That's penalty enough. There you go.
Yeah, I just don't understand Kadri's, like, thinking most times. Like,
I don't understand it either.
His playoff. I'm getting riled, and it's very hard to try and stay quiet here. But, like, I don't understand. Like,
ladies and gentlemen, we're this close to getting a puppy.
Thank you, Allie. Anaheim Angels, not LA Angels. As soon as I said it, I was like, I'm an idiot.
Jeez, you outsider. Come on. I mean, I didn't necessarily, you know, correct you either. But
yeah, it's okay. I don't really watch basketball anyways. So. I know. Okay, I know.
I don't know why that one caught me off guard, but it did.
The Quack Report after dark, everybody. This is what happens after our bedtime. I don't have my labels on anymore, so it's really just, you know, shot in the dark on what key this is going to be.
Oh man,
that's gonna be a clip. I've gotta remember that timestamp. Anyways, Kadri, like in the playoffs too. Like some of the dumb shit he did when he was in Toronto, I was like, can you?
I mean, that's the reason they traded him. Like,
yeah, exactly. They're like, it's like your antics were enough to get you traded out of Toronto. Yeah. Because you're a playoff liability at this point, like, and then, like, he's still doing.
Then again, the Toronto Maple Leafs are just a playoff liability, but
well, yeah, they lost tonight.
They know that now, though.
Yeah, but yeah, shouldn't kick them when they're down. But
oh yeah, right. Ryan Reeves scored 2 goals on them.
Yeah, they were up 3-1, and then they were up 2-0. Ryan Reeves was like, how about another one? And then it was like 3-1 or something. And then he was like, how about I score my second goal of the season or career? I'm not even really sure.
The first time he's ever scored 2 goals in a game.
Actually, that's funny.
Yeah. That's why it was such a big deal. And it's like, I think it was like in the first period, or just like there was still time that he could complete a hat trick.
Yeah, that's insane. I would have loved to see that, especially against Toronto too.
Yeah. There's this comment from Ali, though. Imagine Kadri and Zegras, though. I think they would be great together. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Kadri is an example of, like, he's a guy that you hate until he's on your own team, right?
Exactly,
and I'll be the, like, I'll say that. I'm not a crazy Kadri fan by any means, but I even still voted for him for the All-Star thing, right? Like,
he deserves it.
He deserves it, absolutely. So, like, he is a good player. He's just, and he has toned down the antics as well, right? So he's more likable for his on-ice stuff and stuff like that at this point, too. Mm-hmm. From what I've seen, he's a great guy off the ice and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with my feelings towards Brad Marchand. I hate him on the ice unless he's wearing a maple leaf on his chest, being a red maple leaf, yes. Yeah. But like, and off ice, he's great as well. But like on ice, otherwise, if he's wearing a spokes B, I hate his guts. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's one of those guys that they're just like, some of the things that cross their mind, like the non-hockey things or like non-traditional hockey things. But it's like, what, like Brad Marchand is licking Kadri, high-sticking himself in the face. I want to see more clips of that. It's probably not the first time he's tried that. So,
could you imagine if Marchand did the licking thing now? Like with COVID and everything like that?
Dude, he would be suspended for the 40 games.
Mind you, that should have been a suspension originally.
Not a 40-game suspension, maybe a couple games. But if he did it now, easy 40 games. If not, the season.
Exactly.
So, okay. Well, I think we need to rein things back in just a sneak here. So to do that, let's give ourselves a couple minutes and take a quick break with our friends over at Nate. Where's the DraftKings?
It's at the bottom. I just didn't pull it up.
Okay. Nate, where the fuck?
One drop. I got it right here. Okay. We'll be back in a second, beeps.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still get in on all of the action of the divisional round. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Football Contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So, what are you waiting for? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use the promo code THPN, and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Again, that's promo code THPN, as in the Hockey Podcast Network, for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's get into some news here. So the NHL obviously has taken the original Olympic break and turned it into just more regular season games, taking all the postponed ones, as everybody expected. But now we officially have dates, which is good considering that's just a couple weeks away now. So Ducks, very lucky that they didn't have too many games postponed. They've got 5 games that were rescheduled. 4 of them were, you know, previous games from over the Christmas break that got postponed. The other one is one from actually March 25th that they bumped up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this March that hasn't happened yet. Against Seattle. So that's versus Seattle. My guess is that they had other games postponed. Seattle did, and then they were like, well, if they're going down to LA and San Jose, they might as well play Anaheim, so let's just like bump that up. That's my guess. I didn't look at the schedule. I don't know if
I think it was that they were supposed to have like a Calgary Edmonton swing as well, like just before Christmas, I think.
Seattle
was? So I think they're kind of making it another swing to go with that, because I think that's around, I think the 13th Seattle's in Calgary, if I'm not mistaken. So
13th?
Like Seattle's in Calgary, so they just kind of bumped this game up, so it's just kind of like one road trip for them.
Well, no, this game is in Anaheim.
Yeah, so Anaheim, then go up to Alberta. I mean, like it's Seattle on the road.
It's versus Seattle. So is that not Seattle in Anaheim?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, I'm confused.
Seattle would be on a road trip.
Oh, Seattle's on a road trip. Yes.
Then they go up to Alberta.
That seems exhausting.
It's
in
not
my opinion.
Too far, but yeah.
Anaheim to Calgary?
It's not crazy far.
Dude, that's like 3/4 of the continent. I think that's pretty
good. I think it's like a 4-hour flight.
I mean,
if I'm not mistaken.
Still 4 hours. I don't know. In my opinion.
Something like that. Anyway.
What are we looking at here? Seattle's schedule. Okay. On the 11th. Oh no. Yeah. I don't know. It's just I don't know. I have no idea.
I think it's something to do with that. So.
Seattle's in at home to Arizona on the 9th, and then at home to Toronto on the 14th with nothing in between. So I don't know.
This just hasn't been put in maybe yet. So
nope, it is.
Oh, weird. Yep, okay.
Anyways, it's
all good.
It's a game that got moved around.
Yeah.
We evidently have no idea why. If anybody's like, you guys are idiots, as usual, this is why. Please let us know. So yeah, that game moved up. Then our trip up to Canada was added in here for 16th in Calgary, 17th at Edmonton. So back to back, like it was supposed to be. And then Vancouver on the Saturday. So three pretty tough games in 4 days there for the middle of
February.
Thank you. I was looking at the word and I was like,
it is late.
What does FEB stand for? Yeah. I mean, Vancouver's kind of on the downswing a little bit, so it shouldn't be too bad. But
yeah. And then we're back home on the 22nd to play San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we still got a good break in there. I did want to pull up the schedule. That's originally what I was doing just to have a visual. So yeah, we played Detroit on the 31st and then we're off until that game against Seattle. So 10 days off. Other team, well, obviously there's the All-Star break in there as well on the weekend. But other teams have games going on around that as well. Some of the ones that lost quite a few more games. So still lots of hockey to watch, just not Ducks hockey. And then, Seattle, 4 days off. Calgary, Edmonton, day off. Vancouver, 2 days. San Jose, 2 days. LA, and then that's back into the normal schedule.
There you go. Yeah, that works.
So, yeah, not too bad. It's better than having it kind of just all over the place. I think just the one big break in there is probably preferable. So,
yeah, and just more beneficial all around.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, exactly. That's really all I have to say about that.
Yeah,
I guess. Onto the All-Star game now. So, the last man in vote closed on Monday. Troy Terry was obviously voted in because. Who else would it possibly be? Wait for it. Bless you.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, I just have this like shitty tiny little keyboard that I have to click on the buttons in front of me. So that's why it takes so long. But yeah, Troy Terry, the all-star, as he should be. It's awesome. So we whined about that for 20 minutes last time. The NHL heard us and gave us Troy Terry. Well, the fans, I guess. Heard us and gave us Troy Terry as an all-star, so that's awesome. I love it.
There was also the clip of Troy Terry like saying thank you and everything like that for voting him in, and I believe like the franchise and the players are very aware that Anaheim is a relative small market, right? As in, like, you know, you have LA literally just kind of attached, and San Jose for like the Canadian or the not Canadian Californian teams, right? So just the awareness though that it's not just Anaheim Ducks fans that are voting that voted Troy Terry in, right? The awareness of other people thought I should be here, so thank you very much. So, which obviously again deservedly so, and that's not Duck bias at all, right? Like the guy 22 goals on the season, right? Like that's awesome. So
yeah, exactly. Like, I think he's out of all the people that they had on the last man in vote for the Pacific. I think in my opinion, again, trying to be unbiased, he was the most.
He was the guy to go. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think really they got it right for everybody as well. Cause Kadri was the other last man in. Stamkos got in. And then who's the other one?
It was Mika Zibanejad, but he's not able to go during or for personal reasons. So Jake Guentzel for the Pittsburgh Penguins is going. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that was my entire ballot, honestly, was Terry, Kadri, Stamkos, and Zibanejad. So really, everybody just agrees with me. But yeah, like you said, Guentzel actually was the other one. So.
Did you watch the video though of Dallas Eakins like announcing that to Terry and to the team as well?
I didn't actually. No.
No. Okay. Definitely go watch it because it's another example of seeing guys, you know, off the ice kind of thing, right? And this really shows, I think, Dallas Eakins actually more than anything of just how great of a guy he is.
How funny he is. Yeah. I know where you're going with this. I just haven't seen
the video. He's also wearing a brilliant shirt in that I want so badly. But I know from the Anaheim store, shipping is so dramatic. So I may have to reach out to a friend in SoCal to get me one of these shirts, actually, that Ali's referring to here, the first appearance of the Dude shirts. So what it is, if you haven't seen here, actually, I'll see if I can pull it up.
Yeah, you got to pull it up here.
Yeah.
It's got to be easy to find. It's so perfect. I want one too so bad. So if you do reach out to your SoCal friend, like get him to get two, because I 100% want one.
Well, we definitely need to get one of these. Okay, it's a picture from a knockoff website. Obviously, don't be shopping at these knockoff websites.
No.
Here, I think I got it here. Just stop that share screen. Here we go. I got this figured out. There we go. And boom. Love it. It's just, it's so great. So good. I want one of these so badly. So I will be reaching out to someone at some point to get me one of these shirts. It's honestly, too good not to have.
Honestly, I want a poster. Like,
Want this as a poster.
Like a little dinky poster, like that would be the size of it on the shirt. I'm talking like wall, like floor to ceiling.
Yeah.
Size poster. And I want to put it like in my regular background for the video.
That'd be absolutely amazing.
Fuck all the jerseys. I just want Trevor Zegras behind me all the time.
Just his shocked face.
Yeah. Dude, his facial expressions are some of the best.
So good. Yeah. That's the guy that just is having fun out there. Yeah. That's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they were talking about it on the broadcast and just about him in general, because you know, all the broadcasters and all the media just have a hard on for Trevor Zegras because he's so good this season. They showed the clip of him on the Halloween video, just you know, shatting his pants with Shattenkirk. So, and man, that just makes my day all the time. It's beautiful.
Speaking of the media and the NHL loving Trevor Zegras as well as the All-Star Game and Troy Terry and that, this is coming from Elliot Friedman's 32 Thoughts blog on Sportsnet.ca. Point 21, where he says, one welcome change for this year's event, that players not named to the game itself will be able to compete in the skills event, which I think I was talking about last time, that I want to see something like that happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least just have those players be a part of the festivities.
Yeah.
So Elliot Friedman writes here, call it the Zegras rule. He's the type of confident, talented young player everyone rushes to promote, but circumstances lined up against him. Calgary wants Jacob Markstrom to rest, but he's been battling injury. So the Pacific needed a goaltender to pair with Thatcher Demko, and John Gibson makes a lot of sense and is deserved as well.
Yeah, that's exactly. I think honestly, it would be a toss up between him and Markstrom anyways. So
for last man in, the Ducks wanted a deserving Troy Terry nominated, and that punted Zegras until the league resuscitated the breakaway challenge. Which, thank you, fuck. That's my favorite. Yes. That was my favorite thing as a kid. I love that. I can't wait to see it again.
I honestly didn't know they were bringing it back. That's perfect.
This was my knowing of it. This mm-hmm. was this article. He'll be brought to Vegas to compete in it. He continues, that's a great idea. Get your most talented players to the event. And even if they don't play in the game itself, you put them on television, kiss babies, whatever. Just have them there. Mm-hmm. You could do that with veterans too. An older star prefers not to play. Okay, but come, eat some lobster, talk to the media, play some craps, go home. Zegras could possibly end up as an injury replacement for the game itself as well, if needed.
Honestly, if somebody gets injured between now and the All-Star game, I think Zegras is the first guy you put in.
Yeah, it has to be.
I can't think of anybody else.
Yeah.
So
because as Jeff Merrick put it on the, I think it was on the Jeff Merrick show, I get it sometimes because I listen to both the Merrick show and 32 Thoughts that he's as well. Or I get the show up sometimes. I believe he's on his own show, though, that he said, you know, like, Trevor Zegras doing, you know, like the Zegras or the Dish again, whatever you want to call it, did more for NHL marketing than any brain trust could figure out.
Yeah,
right.
That was 32 Thoughts. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
he's not wrong. That's 100% true. So
yeah,
I'm
debating making one of my Ducks jerseys a Zegras one. Not gonna lie,
you kind of have to. Like he's a big deal. So
yeah. I also want to see, though, if he moves on from his rookie number, like the 46. I want to see if he goes to something else. So
you don't want a rookie jersey of him? That's kind of rare.
I mean, that'd be cool, but I don't know, man.
Or fuck it. You get both. You get the Zegras 46 when he changes his number. You get a new one.
I get a new one, yeah. When the Ducks get new jerseys, because hopefully the Samuelis fucking listen to me and the rest of the fans.
Yeah, so for the breakaway challenge, because obviously Zegras is going to do that because he's such
a
character. Well, I guess everybody does it.
As the creative guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah, like he's going to come up with something good, I think. unless do you think he just does the Michigan?
No, I feel like that's as flashy as it is. That's not his thing.
That's true.
Right?
You think he does the dish again? Like,
get somebody out there with him, maybe.
Like Sonny Milano, NHL 3 style, fucking no, you down the Zamboni doors.
He brings Terry with him. Brings Terry
I guess,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love Terry, but does he have the hand eye for that?
Better yet, John Gibson, just blocker it in.
John Gibson with his like 8-inch paddle on that stick.
Yeah, just exactly.
Baseball swings.
Perfect.
Perfect, yeah. Or does he do it, or does he do the dish again against John Gibson with Troy Terry? It's like super mean to your own goaltender. Yeah.
While we're on the topic of this, do you have like from the breakaway challenge as it used to be, do you have like a favorite one that you can remember off the top of your head?
That's a good question. Who did it? I remember one year one guy brought a or like had a mini stick shoved down his pants.
That was Corey Perry.
That was Perry? Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, that one kind of stands out in my mind. I remember, I think it was it Getzlaff that did like where he took his kid and like, oh no, that was Ovechkin, wasn't it? That like he grabbed his kid and like scored with his kid.
Or is it Brent Burns?
Maybe it was Burns.
Yeah, because oh, yes, and then Claude Giroux picked up Johnny Gaudreau.
That's who it was. I thought it was the other way. I thought Burns picked up Gaudreau and did it, but
no, it was the other way. Giroux, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My
also,
favorite.
Also, Kane's look is just so iconic as well.
Yeah, the Superman ones. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Like he always like went full out with like the get up, and I just remember that as well.
I think my favorite one has to be the Ovechkin one where he's got like this, for lack of a better term, a sombrero with like a bunch of flags and dangly things off of it, mm-hmm. A pair of sunglasses, and he takes Evgeny Malkin's stick with him, and he's like passing back and forth to himself until he like just chucks Malkin's stick, winds up for a slap shot.
Yeah.
that one's probably one of my favorite ones. So
I like the goalies in that one too.
Because they're just having fun with it.
Like there's the classic where you turn around and you try and follow it along in the glass and stuff like that.
Carey Price made a save doing that.
Yeah, right. Or they like go like this. And like,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think see the weirdness of the goalies kind of.
Yeah, thing, so. I think my favorites for the goalies specifically was either Brian Elliott when he was still in St. Louis. He pulls his phone out of his pants and he takes a selfie as whoever's coming down on him. Mm-hmm. Either that one or Roberto Luongo and Corey Schneider fighting for the crease.
Oh yeah,
so either one of those, yeah. I think. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Way better than shooting from the stands one.
We have memories of this, and it's a shame that it took the NHL this long to bring this event back. So mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
a little bit more news here as well, transitioning away from the All-Star game, because we got a couple more weeks to talk about that still. We gotta save that for beginning of December when the Ducks have their 10-day break.
Yeah.
Says here, this is all on you. I'm literally just going to read what you have in the outline. So okay. Feel free to chime in if you have anything to add. Ducks have officially begun interviews for their vacant GM spot. This is from Pierre LeBrun, assuming on Twitter.
Yes.
Hearing that the Ducks began GM interviews last week with in-house candidates, Jeff Solomon, Dave Nonis, and Martin Madden, external candidates to be interviewed soon. Also hear that Anaheim has not reached out at this point to the Tampa AGM, Matthew Darsh. Not yet, anyways. I've actually heard as well, I can't remember where it was, that they were considering the Colorado AGM as well. I forget his name. Yep.
I can't remember offhand either.
I'll look it up here, and then you can add to whatever you're going to say or whatever you wanted to add to this.
I'm blanking on the name right now, but there's one guy externally that I wanted to see. Why am I blanking on his name right now, though? This is not good for content.
Nope, not at all.
I can't remember right now.
Oh, Chris McFarland was the AGM with Colorado.
Oh, okay.
I forget what else he's done, but he was with Columbus for a while. yeah, that's really the big name anyways. So, but obviously he's done some great work in Colorado as well. He was hired by them in 2015 and they've been solid for the last 6 years. So whatever he's helping out with there is obviously working. So it'd be great to have him in there and just kind of take this team to the next level. Cause I think that's, he definitely had a hand in taking Colorado to the next level and look at where they are now. So,
exactly.
To have him in Anaheim would be fantastic, I think.
Yeah, it absolutely would. Yeah.
I know there was another one, as well. I believe that they were in on the Canadiens,
Mark Bergevin,
you know, interviews. Oh, well, yeah, there's him as well, of course. Ooh. But, yeah, when obviously the Canadiens just hired a GM, Kent Hughes was his name, but who are the other candidates? Because I feel like they would be the same for Anna.
Patrick Waugh was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
He would be interesting to bring into Anaheim, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be interesting. I think it'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Patty's a competitive guy. I'd actually be okay with that.
Yeah.
There you go. There's my pick, Patrick Waugh. If not Jeff Solomon, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. Oh, Daniel Briere was the other one.
And that's who I was thinking of. That's what I was thinking of. I just couldn't remember his name. Yeah, Danny Briere would be great to have as well. So he's been doing great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are kind of the, I guess, the bigger names anyways. Like there's obviously tons of candidates as well. So there's been talk as well about some of the teams that are looking, interviewing like some of the former women's hockey players as well.
Ooh, yeah.
I think they would do a good job and it would really help. I think for a young team like Anaheim, I think getting like the different perspective, I don't even want to say fresh perspective, because obviously they've been in the league or around the league or around hockey for a while, so it's not necessarily fresh, but
yeah,
it's definitely different, which I think is good. I think that would be really, really awesome to have a really just anybody different, somebody that's not like an old white dude. So
yeah,
and that's not even just for like the sake of diversity. It's like for the sake of, you know, building a team with like a slightly different vision. Like even to take, for example, Mark Bergevin, who yes is an old white dude, but like his vision for the Canadiens was just like so different. People were like, this isn't going to work. Like this obviously isn't working. And then he's like, no, give me more time. The owner gave him more time and they got to the Stanley Cup finals. Now they're fucked. Yeah. But like, man, if like the fact that they were the underdogs, barely squeaked in, and then this team, he was like, this team is built for the playoffs. We just finally got in and look at how far they went. It was, yeah. So the idea of like a different perspective, I think, could be really beneficial, especially for this young team.
You know, yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think of some of the women as well that have been talked about. I think I want to say Marie-Philippe Poulin was talked about for a little bit, but she was 30. Yeah. I don't think she's like done just yet.
No, she's still playing.
With her hockey career. I don't think she'll be done after these Olympics. But I know I heard her name.
I don't think she's far off. I don't know. So I think she's interested in it.
She's only 30.
Yeah. But I mean,
she could play at the next Olympics still at 34.
Maybe. It's up to if she wants to, though, right? And like, it depends on like her physical health as well. So,
yeah. I don't know. I'm not ready to have her not wear a Team Canada jersey anymore.
No,
I'm not ready for it.
I would love for her to stick around. Yeah. But if she's like, honestly, you know what? I don't feel like playing anymore. I'd rather be a general manager or in like the hockey operations side of things than, and she just wants to do one final Olympics, then like all the power to her. She can do that.
Yeah.
I think one day she'll make a great general manager.
So. Yeah, and I think the only way as well that I, you know my thoughts on the Olympic jerseys for Canada this year. I'm not a crazy fan of them. I think the only way you have me buying one of those is if Canada goes and wins gold, and I'll get a Poulin jersey. So,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Not even if they like just make the finals. Like it's only if they win gold.
You got to have a good memory on it, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, that's the news. We don't really have much more besides that. Kent Hughes is off the table now. He's been signed by Canadiens. So Anaheim, Not Montreal, Chicago and Vancouver still looking for GMs, and Ducks making progress here. So looking like they should be on track to have somebody hired well in advance of the trade deadline. So hopefully we can make some moves to make a push in the playoffs, since we're still okay.
Yeah. After tonight's game, we are still sitting third in the Pacific Division, actually.
Nice.
So
that's good.
I can't change this to points percentage, though. That sucks.
No, you gotta like do it in your head or go on the computer. It's like the one benefit that the NHL standings has over the app, or like the website has over the app.
Yeah, I think points percentage it's fourth or fifth, but
I think we're fourth. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
not looking great, especially considering upcoming games. But we will get to that in just a few seconds here. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will talk about how things are not looking better. But again, just like every time we get to this ad in the rotation, it could be worse.
What's up, everybody? This is Taylor and Brendan from Straight Up Sabres of the Hockey Podcast Network. Things are not going very well in Saberland this season, or really for the past 10 years or so. However, we here at Straight Up Sabres are so excited to keep bringing you guys the latest Sabres news, with everything ranging from interviews with some of your favorite Twitter followers all the way up to former players and everything in between. We have got you covered with your weekly coverage of the Buffalo Sabres.
That's right. We got a lot coming up through the rest of the season and into the offseason. Who's going to coach the team next year? Is Kevin Adams going to have a new boss? Will he be a president of hockey operations? Will there be an assistant GM? Are they going to fill out their scouting staff? How many times will I cry next season? Maybe zero. I'm dead inside. Will Jack Eichel be here? Sam Reinhart going to get extended? You know, all this and more on Straight Up Sabres.
Exciting stuff. So make sure you're checking us out wherever you're listening to podcasts and following us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram at Straight Up Sabres, and on Twitter at Straight Sabres.
Just before we move on to upcoming games here, I just wanted to shout out a new name that I saw in the comments, looking at or viewing us live on Twitch. So I'm going to butcher the username probably.
Him, maybe.
Saying hello. First of all, hello. Also asking, we talking NFL? No, if you're here for football talk, we are here to disappoint you, because we're talking NHL, Anaheim Ducks. We were talking basketball earlier, though, so there's that. But
baseball.
and baseball. So, yeah. No, baseball instead of basketball. I'm not that much of an idiot. So we just mentioned three of the four major sports, none of them football. So sorry to disappoint you, but we talk hockey all the time here. So if you're a hockey fan, or, you know, sometimes we get into Marvel, Star Wars, all the nerdy crap like that, and music as well. So, and whatever other tangents we go off on, like we're doing right about now, and probably going to do again in 5 minutes in our random shit segment. So, but first, upcoming games. Like I said, not getting any easier for Anaheim. On Friday, they will be in Tampa Bay. That game will be at 7 p.m. Pacific. Oh, no, sorry. Tampa Bay is coming to us. We are receiving Tampa Bay at 7 p.m. Pacific time. I mean, we had a good game against Colorado. I think we could put together a solid effort against Tampa. I don't see why not, anyways.
Yeah, I don't see why not either. I think it could be all right. So, and hopefully we get some guys back as well, right? So,
yeah, exactly. Terry should be close. Fowler, I think, has the potential to come back Friday. I don't know. That would be like kind of the minimum. So if he makes couple extra days, then yeah, we don't have Fowler, but yeah. And then Manson was placed on in COVID protocol recently, was he not?
I missed that little bit, but I think it was just the other day. Yeah, I think we talked about it.
Did we? Was it before our other episode? Okay,
I think so.
I must have forgot about that, but yeah, likely not back. But I mean, I thought our defense looked great. I think guys stepped up. Gouley had a fantastic game. We're going back to Colorado, but yeah, I thought he was fine. So really, I think there's no reason why this team couldn't play just good shutdown defense against Tampa Bay. But if we can't score against Francouz and the Colorado defense, then we're definitely not scoring against Vasilevsky and the Tampa Bay Lightning defense. So
yeah,
I expect another 1-2 game maybe.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hopefully, that's the hopeful for sure. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Although it depends on Tampa Bay's schedule. Maybe they are playing Thursday and then we get, who's their backup this year?
Brian Elliott.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Isn't he out with like an injury? I thought it was Calvin Picard recently.
I don't know about that now.
Yeah. They play San Jose on Saturday. So we're the first half of the back-to-back. So we're getting Vasilevsky, most likely. I would put money on that if you're betting. So, I don't know what. I don't care to look up what their goalie status is. We're facing Vasilevsky. But I know Calvin Picard was playing a few games there as well. So, yeah. Anything else you want to say about this this Tampa Bay game here, Nate?
Let's just hope for the best.
Yeah. Good old cross fingers and hope. So, yeah, I agree. Comment here from Allie as well. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't giving false info because I thought I heard this as well. Wondering how Adam Henrique is doing. Heard he was back skating recently. Yes, on Thursday he was. So still no timeline there or date for return, but skating is obviously a good sign. I think that means potential for
soon
this game.
Yeah.
All right, I guess, today's Wednesday. I'm all over the place. So this was last Thursday. So yeah, that's a week of back skating. So not sure like what his contact situation is or anything like that.
Excuse me.
I mean, he'd obviously be a big help against Tampa Bay.
Especially
if Troy Terry's not back, because as much as I was impressed with the Raquel Getzlaf Zegras line tonight, it's not.
You know, not the same.
Yeah, it's not where it could be. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on here to, I guess, some what's quacking, unless you have anything else hockey related.
I got nothing else. Okay.
Speak now or forever hold your hockey thoughts.
So I'm going to preface this by saying if I wasn't dating my girlfriend right now, I would want to date Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
So
not who I thought you were going to say. So.
Who'd you think I was going to say?
I had no idea, but I didn't think Leonardo DiCaprio.
So this came out that DiCaprio's ex-girlfriend, Camila Morone, I'm hoping I'm saying that right, because I have no idea who the hell this is, details the, quote, worst date of my life with the actor.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
What's her last name?
Camila Morone. Morrone.
It says she... Camila Rebecca Morone Polak is an American model and actress. She made her acting debut in the James Franco film Bukowski. She also participated in the films Death Wish and Never Going Back, both premiering at the Sundance Film Festival in January 2018.
Okay, it's like an indie actor. Yeah, okay.
Mostly, yeah. I don't recognize any of these other things.
Not that
I know a lot
of. Okay.
More so a model, yeah. Wait.
That makes sense why I don't know her name then.
So, this is the ex-girlfriend of Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes.
Like, we're talking like the Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes.
Like 47-year-old, sorry, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes.
Okay, because... Camila Moron was sorry. How do you say her last name?
Moron.
I can't believe I just said moron, but she's our age. She's 24.
Good for Leo.
Yeah, I guess so.
And anyway,
I mean, I would date, like you said, you would date Leo. I would date Leo. So no judgment. I'm just like, wow, that was not what I was expecting. So
continue. Would you like to hear about the worst date of her life with Leonardo DiCaprio?
I would, yeah.
He rented out a whole cinema, an entire theater, and made me watch every single Star Wars movie while he ran around with his lightsaber pretending to fight bad guys. End quote.
That's it?
That's it. That is
that
the worst
so bad.
Date. And that is why I am putting myself out there. I'm sorry to my girlfriend. You're going to have to accept that I'm also going to be dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
Now, first of all these Star Wars movies. First, I'm not mad about that. I would, dude, if I had the theater to myself to watch Star Wars movies, like, sick.
That's,
honestly, probably like top five dates of my life. Not that that's great. Like, no offense to my girlfriend, but honestly, that's up there for sure. Like, she's never rented out a theater for me to watch all the Star Wars movies by myself. Or like,
there was another thing I saw as well. So. Followed this, that it was Jonah Hill talking about how he did, like, how DiCaprio did something similar with him, not as a date, but like they binged The Mandalorian, and I'm like, fuck yeah,
that's sick.
So Hill wasn't saying it in a bad way though. He was like, yeah he was did like, this with me too, and he's like a fucking crazy Star Wars fan.
Nice. Yeah, we so, hotboxed the whole cinema.
Could you imagine? That'd be fucking great.
Yeah.
So Leo,
I have another question. Yeah. Sorry. So okay. He ran around with his lightsaber pretending to fight bad guys while these movies were playing.
These movies were going on.
And no one told him to sit the fuck down. That's the problem with renting out the whole theater, is no one's like, sit the fuck down and watch the movies. Yeah, so fun. No wonder it wasn't great, because she was probably so distracted. Like, I just want to watch Star Wars. So, but that's not my question. My question is, was it he was running around with his lightsaber, or he was running around with his lightsaber?
As far as it says here, it's just lightsaber, as in like
there's no the like, quotes
like he had like a toy, like sword swinging it around.
Okay, not like a
no, not that kind of lightsaber.
Okay, sounds good.
So Leo, if you're by chance listening to this, hit me up, baby. Sup, baby, take me out to dinner. All right, that's what I got there. Is there anything else that you want to talk about in regards to Leonardo DiCaprio and his Star Wars dates?
No, not in regards to that. No, but I, off the top of the episode, and this is probably the reason everyone's still sticking around, is I promised dog photos. So,
oh yes.
Yeah.
Give us those dog photos.
Oopsies. This is my parents. I don't know if you can see this.
Kind of see it. Oh, he's eating a fluff ball.
Yeah. She's so tiny. She likes feet. So she's just, she just hangs out by feet. This is I think it's a live photo. I'll try and get my finger out of the way, but. Yeah, so she's like
so
grooming
cute.
Herself, and then also like grooming my foot as well. So
what's her name? What kind of dog is she?
Her name is Maddie. She is a golden doodle.
Cool.
This is her napping at the dinner table, waiting for me to drop food.
Oh, so she's adorable.
She already knows I'm the messy one. Yeah, she's very cute. She has a lot of
you
energy.
Are the messy one, Jesus.
Yeah. But she missed all the droppings because she was sleeping. So
there you go.
Yeah, it's awesome. Very fun. So I paid the dog tax or the pet tax. You guys stuck around. You made it till, if you're in the Pacific time zone, just after 11, if you're anywhere else, you made it a lot later. So congratulations. that's your prize. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I had one more thing here, but it's okay. I can save it for next time. It is a longer thing. So okay. And honestly, at the end of the day, my voice is not really up to read that much. So, but okay. I promise I got something good for you guys next time. So
okay, sounds good. Well, if you're upset that Nate is keeping you on the edge here and just teasing you with the what's quacking, you can tell him how upset you are at Tate Nomas, TateNHomas. Sorry, that's usually your job. I'm taking over. You can just go to bed, honestly. I got it from here. Yeah. You can also follow the show at Quack Report Pod and the network at HockeyPodNet to stay up to date on all the watch longs that they've been doing. So, and you can follow myself at Carter_Potts, POTTS_97, where I tweet once a year, but it's, you can do it anyways. Thank you guys very much for tuning in and staying up late for us, for this episode. And we will see you guys next time.